Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting third. The third baseman, Willie Jones. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fifth. The catcher, Stan Lopata. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Harry Anderson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ted Kaczynski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kurt Simmons. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Kurt Simmons. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Gorrell. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Taylor Phillips. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Taylor Phillips. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Gorrell moves to second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gorrell scores. Adams moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata takes first base on ball 4. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is called out on strikes. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Ted Kaczynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaczynski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long strikes out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kaczynski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Taylor Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Curt Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons moves to third. Ashburn moves to second. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez strikes out. One out. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jones is walked intentionally. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 1 in the game. Essigian strikes out. Two outs. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lopata is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gorrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gorrell moves to second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of post. Walls reaches second base with a double. Gorrell scores. Adams moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Banks is walked intentionally. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adams scores. Walls moves to third. Banks moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walls scores. Banks scores. Morin moves to third. It's 5-0, Cubs. Johnny Gray now pitching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to second. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Neiman hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morin tags and scores. One out. It's 6-0, Cubs. Taylor Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips bunts towards first. Anderson scoops it up and throws to first, with Kaczynski covering, for the out. Thompson moves to third. Long moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Kaczynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaczynski is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaczynski takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly pinch hits for Johnny Gray. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Warren Hacker now pitching. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hacker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into left field. Essigian picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Essigian. Banks moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-2 in the game. Essigian hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Long takes first base on ball 4. Tony Taylor pinch runs for Dale Long. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kaczynski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor now playing second base. Johnny Gorrell now playing third base. Bobby Adams now playing first base. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lopata hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 2 in the game. Post hits a line drive into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Kaczynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaczynski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kaczynski hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Taylor Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kaczynski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bob Bowman pinch hits for Warren Hacker. Bob Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ashburn moves to second. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Jones hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Seth Moorhead now pitching. Solly Hemus now playing second base. Ted Kaczynski now playing shortstop. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walls moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hemus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walls moves to third. Banks moves to second. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Thompson is walked intentionally. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Walls tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-0, Cubs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Neiman hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-0, Cubs. Taylor Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-3 in the game. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gorrell. Essigian moves to second. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lopata takes first base on ball 4. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-3 in the game. Post hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Ted Kaczynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaczynski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kaczynski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Essigian scores. Lopata moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 10-1, Cubs. Joe Linette pinch hits for Seth Moorhead. Joe Linette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Linette strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hearn now pitching. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. He must scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Walls hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-1, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lopata settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ashburn moves to second. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Ashburn moves to third. Hemus moves to second. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-4 in the game. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell throws to second for one, and Taylor throws to first, and Adams drops the ball. Ashburn scores. He must scores. Essigian moves to second. One out. It's 12-3, Cubs. Stan Lopata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopata is 0-2 in the game. With two walks. Lopata hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Essigian moves to third. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-4 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Essigian scores. That run is unearned. It's 12-4, Cubs. Harry Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Anderson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 12, and Philadelphia Phillies, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.